Hey, SQL Server developers, Roger Daugherty here, Senior Technical Evangelist for SQL Server, and with me is my colleague Steve DeMarco, and the two of us are here today to talk to you about the SQL Server Metro Early Adopter Program for the next release of SQL Server, codenamed Denali. So I wanted to first start out and talk to you a little bit about what's happening with the Denali release of SQL Server and hopefully get you interested into developing some solutions that exploit some of the really awesome improvements that we're introducing in this next release. So Microsoft is developing higher and higher level database services that developers can exploit that really abstract both themselves and the IT professionals that deploy and configure and manage their solutions from a lot of the complex infrastructure required to bring these mission-critical enterprise-grade solutions into effect. And if you look at some of the requirements that people have from their database platform and from their BI platform, they can be roughly categorized into some of these different areas. And SQL Server Denali is going to offer a lot of great improvements across all of them. When you look at storage and search, for example, we're going to be offering a new indexing technology called column store indexing, which is essentially a large in-memory column index, really, really highly optimized for doing in-memory data warehousing queries. That's just one example of some of the cool new storage engine capabilities that we're introducing in the release. When building enterprise-grade solutions, you need to be able to build highly federated, mission-critical applications that you can, you know, write a service level agreement for and commit to making that service highly available. So, you know, capabilities that make your service responsive, available, secure, and manageable are really important. And in SQL Server Denali, we'll be introducing a new high availability and disaster recovery infrastructure called Always On, which gives you a unified way of managing your HADR configuration across both shared and non-shared storage, and will even support multi-site failover capabilities for geoclusters. So that's going to be a really important set of improvements that hopefully you all be very excited about. When you look at creating composed solutions that blend data from a lot of different sources, there's a lot of capabilities in SQL Server that make that possible. And at the core of those capabilities is a technology called Integration Services, which is undergoing a major refresh for the Denali Wave to make it easier for developers to build solutions that extract, transform, and load data from, you know, a variety of sources, and really creates those blended, composed database solutions. From an insight perspective, we're all about making sure that you can crack open the value of all that exploding data that you're, you know, collecting internally within the organization, and, you know, really allowing you to mine that for really good information and good insight. And in SQL Server Denali, we're really going to take that to the next level by empowering end users with a new thin client browser-based data exploration and data presentation tool called Crescent, which is coming out of the reporting services team. And we really think that this will be a compelling technology for self-service reporting and analytics, and really takes our BI stack and our BI solutions to the next level. One other thing I want to talk about is data programmability. We really want to make sure that we make it possible for you to build, you know, enterprise-grade solutions in a very fast, accelerated way with our data programmability tools. And we're introducing a new set of tools codenamed Juno, which will unify all of the designers for both our database development tools and our BI development tools into a single set of Visual Studio projects and designers that's very consistent, that interoperate with each other. And we'll be introducing higher-level functionality for database developers in particular that make it really easy for you to target all the flavors of SQL Server, whether it's SQL Server running on your desktop, SQL Server running on a server, or even SQL Server running in the cloud with SQL Azure. And we're going to make it really easy for you to target all of those different environments and give you a really highly productive development environment to do that. So SQL Server is really turning into a platform that helps you deliver both those data and BI capabilities across both our self-managed stack, which would be, you know, Windows Server, SQL Server, and .NET, as well as our platform as a service model, where you don't have to worry about configuring hardware and configuring high availability. You really just kind of focus on delivering the solution itself. And that's with Windows Azure, SQL Azure, and .NET. And we're really working hard to make sure that we provide our developers with capabilities that allow them to target both environments equally well with their skill sets, their knowledge, and the APIs that we're surfacing. So hopefully you've heard a few things that have gotten you interested in Denali. What's next if you are interested? Well, I'd like to introduce a new workshop series that we're conducting called Expedition Denali. And we're going to be running those three-day SQL Server technical training workshops worldwide. This will be a really popular workshop series that's going to be presented by industry experts from a company called PragmaticWorks and from Microsoft. The first 2 days will focus on either analysis services, integration services, or reporting services. And then on day three, we'll really drill down on all the great improvements that I just overviewed in SQL Server Denali to give you a better understanding of what's coming in the next release. And you can register for those workshops now at expeditiondenali.com. So we'd like to encourage you to go ahead and register for those, and I'll see you there. And maybe Steve will, too. Once you've gone and learned a little bit about what's coming in the next release of SQL Server, you may be asking yourself, what's next? How can I get on board as an early adopter? Well, Microsoft's platform evangelism team has an early adopter program called Metro. And we've just opened up the Denali pillar for Metro, if you will. And Steve's going to talk to you a little bit about what Metro has to offer and how you can get engaged.
Thank you, Raj. Metro is an early adoption program that we've been running for several years at Microsoft. And for Denali, we are opening up nominations right now via the Connect site for Microsoft. The Metro program is there to provide structured resources for early adoption customers, like in-depth training events, subject matter expert-led live meetings, perhaps early access to bits, technical support for beta products. And of course, we want to make it easy for people to find all that in one convenient location. And we've built this on Connect. So in order to gain access to this, users today can go up to connect.microsoft.com/metro, log in with your Windows Live ID, and self-nominate for the Metro program. Once there, you'll be able to tell us a little bit about what you're building, tell us a little bit about who you are, and tell us a little bit about when you think the solution might be shipping that's taking advantage of all these great features of Denali. Once you're in the program, you'll be able to go up and see lists of training events, upcoming labs, and additional resources that we make available to our early adoption customers. So I would encourage everybody with a solution that's going to take full advantage of Denali to register for Metro.
Very cool, Steve. So, you know, we're through Metro trying to give you, as early adopters, all the resources you need to get up and running on SQL Server Denali and all the information that you need to fully exploit all the great Denali improvements that I just talked about in your solution. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today, and we hope to see you at an Expedition Denali event or an upcoming SQL Server Denali Metro event. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Roger.
See y'all.